Alex, phew. Carla, okay, I don't think he'll chase us anymore. Alex, you? Why are you following us? Carla, didn't I tell you? I won't go back there, I don't ever want to again. Alex, why is that? Your objective was to capture me and bring a real devil to the leader, wasn't it? So we fought at the top of the mountain and between Flame Town and Electron. Carla, we attacked you at the mountain for that objective, however the one at the plane is completely different. We were not going to chase or capture you if you'd ignored the battle. Alex, oh wait, why the hell are you saying such things to me? Are you seriously thinking you've joined our side? Carla, it is a long story. Alex, MHMM. Carla, yes, I will tell you everything about me. I was born in Flame Town. My father was a respected soldier in the area. He had a superior talent as not only a soldier but also a commander. Monsters that tried to attack the area were instantly subdued with his perfect group strategy. When something had to be transported through dangerous areas, he could protect the track alone. It was natural for me to have a dream to be like him. I wanted to be a soldier and protect my hometown as much as I could. My dream never changed, and I was taught thousands of things by him. Through daily training, I gradually made sure that my dream would come true. I am able to be a soldier. However, you know, when the food monopolization operation was being carried out, Flame Town was attacked by groups of monsters. No, it was not an attack. More precisely, our town was conquered by them. It was nothing but an inevitable massacre. Anything I wished to protect was terribly shattered, and everywhere I could see was covered in red. I lost everything. I ran. I was scared of being at the center of the chaos and desperately wanted to flee the surroundings. I, a soldier who protected the town, pretended not to see what she should protect, and abandoned everything. Weapons, strategies, skills that my father taught me, resolutions that never changed since my childhood, I threw everything away and disappeared. When noticed, I was at a beach. I calmed down there, watching waves crashing against the rocks. I'd better go back. There is no time to lose. But what could I do if I went back? I am such a fool to have run away from the battlefield. What could such a loser do? Nothing at all. I was just too weak. All I had was the power of a soldier. I sat there for some time. Oh, what are you doing here? Suddenly I heard a voice from above. I looked up. A golden building was floating as if it had no weight. The voice continued. I heard that Flame Town has been attacked by monsters. Are you one of the survivors? I came from the adjacent continent and am working here to achieve world peace. This world has a large number of devils. They threaten animals including us and sometimes destroy nature as well. They kill people indiscriminately, steal things, hide the facts from those they don't want to know. They pollute water, destroy earth, and burn forests. Our objective is to eliminate such things. You seem very strong. Could you help us achieve our goal? This is it. There's probably no future for Flame Town. Then, we will strike at the root of all evil and eliminate the source of these troublesome monsters. In doing this, we will no longer have to fear these creatures, and will get rid of all past regrets. I joined his organization, the Peace Society. As its name implies, Peace was an organization whose goal is to make this world peaceful. The leader of the organization, Siegwart's philosophy was complete the objective by fixing or eliminating the root that may result in instability of the world's peace. I was given various missions such as the execution of a criminal or the elimination of monsters. As I achieved remarkable results, I was asked to command the military and the organization. The first mission I received after the promotion was to stop the food monopolization. However, while I was gathering information, the operation was neutralized by Alex and my mission was withdrawn. Several months later, I received the next big command. a neutralization of the army of robots and destruction of the original cause. However, this was also stopped by you. Investigation of the unknown building between Arthaya and Flame Town, and destruction of it. Your Gautank's food monopolization operation, stopped. A neutralization of the structure of Punisher technology. Search and destruction robot version 2.0++, destroyed. Who the hell is this person? Obviously, a braver soldier than my father. How did the warrior called Alex get such strength and courage? How does he fight? Why does he fight? Why has he saved this world twice? I wanted to know about Alex. Yes, that's you. However, the leader gave me a cruel command. Capture the mayor of Crystal City, Alex, codenamed the Real Devil, Fisf Bifurbu. He's mine after the success of your mission. Why? Why do we need to capture the person who saved the world? I opposed the leader for the first time. However, his mind wasn't changed, and he said, the Real Devil has two people who tried to destroy this world. If they start rebelling, it will be the end of this world. I should have noticed something here. But my only gratitude was to help the leader. I could not think of anything except that. For the leader. For no one except him. That was all. I hesitated at first, but I made up my mind when you reached the top of the building and intercepted the missile. The citizens you rescued from the jail were to be killed for bioenergy. However, when we tried to take off, we noticed that they were all released. Even the leader wasn't able to acknowledge this fact. I never thought the leader would kidnap your friends. But that had nothing to do with my plan at the time. The fact that the Real Devil and Alex were the same person wasn't on my mind. The radar equipped on the building locked onto your plane flying toward the mines. Although we were planning to restock energy, the leader commanded us to ambush Alex since that was our first objective. I finally saw you. You were holding some crystals as if they were the only and last hope. However, I thought nothing. I drew my gun from the holster and fired at you. No bullets could hit your body. Not only that, I had already been attacked from behind. I replaced several cartridges and tried to shoot you down, but hitting your shield was the best result after all was said and done. And I lost. However, I finally noticed. You said you liked your daily life with your friends, and you do not like war. You seem to be careful not to kill your opponents. The power of the warrior who saved this world twice was true. You never disturbed the world peace. You have been fighting, hoping for a world with no war. The reasons for completing my mission all disappeared. The reason I work for the Peace Society as well. I will not make regretful decisions anymore, like the time I escaped from my hometown. I am no longer a soldier with strength alone. But the leader kept commanding the capture of the Real Devil. I tried to think of a way I could release your friends and buy you some time. However, it was obviously impossible. Since the basement was a biocontrol-related facility, it was entirely administered by the leader. I didn't know the detailed info, not even the password to enter there. Not sure what to do, I was surprised one more time. Looking down from the window, I saw the security jet being shattered and burning. And you were about to throw your hooked grapple to our building. How brave. I completely forgot my position and hoped for your success. The Real Devil has intruded into this building. I can't take care of him right now because our energy is low. Go capture him using your power source. I did nothing. I even enjoyed ignoring the leader's official commands. The leader's pacifism is going too far. As I was thinking about such things, a loud emergency alarm reverberated through the entire building. Checking what was going on, the monitor showed your fantastic performance. I was able to watch the monitor in the basement, even though I had no administration rights. Bio creatures challenged you with all of their remaining power. However, no one could get rid of you. After ensuring they were gone, I entered the basement through the unlocked door and talked to you. If you can't believe me, kill me here. Even if I fight with you, I won't be able to defeat you. Once again, I am no longer the commander of the Peace Central Military. I wish only one thing. Please let me fight with you. Even if you return to Crystal City now, you are going to be threatened by Peace over and over again. I might not be able to be helpful enough to accomplish your objective, but... Alex, stop, stop, are you still thinking such a stupid thing? You told me everything, didn't you? And did you forget that I already stated I didn't doubt you? Carla, you didn't say it directly. Alex, ha, can't you see implications? I broke into the building to help my soulmates, the objective was completed thanks to you, I might have been caught if you hadn't helped me. That's enough. My adventure seems not to end yet. A new objective. Destroy the entire system of the building which may be the center of the Peace Society. Think about the stupid leader after that. Carla, a much better leader than the one who eliminates the root of the devil. Alex, destroying computers or robots is a lot of fun, one of my favorite things, but I don't like killing people. Oh, he came. Carla, where is that plane from? Alex, my kindest helper, Beto from Electron. Beto, wow, so many people, I'm not sure you can all ride at once. Alex, I guess we'll have to... Beto, anyway, your friends need appropriate treatment urgently, hurry up. Alex, sure. We successfully landed at Electron. Alex, phew, we finally survived everything. Carla, yeah, glad not to see anyone dead. Alex, I can't imagine how hungry your cow tank is. Carla, oh, I forgot to tell you something. Alex, Carla, I think the mini demons should be freed. Alex, were they forcefully transported? For what reason? Carla, as you may already know, the biocontrol system can gain power from anything, no matter what the original ingredient is, using energy taken from living things. The building that Peace is using is also controlled by the biocontrol system. The basement seems to have been created to get the energy, more precisely, to capture the targets. Alex, so, the mini demons were to be used as energy, right? Carla, if the energy source is more intelligent, more bioenergy can be produced. The mini demons' intelligence is high enough to be used as the main source. The leader tried to release them widely to make an ideal environment where he could restock energy whenever he needed. Alex, damn it. Carla, there is obviously no reason for them to be killed. And if they are consumed, the creatures you previously defeated are regenerated. Rescue of the demons and elimination of the main energy source. It's like killing two birds with one stone, isn't it? Alex, terrific. Let's do that. Beto, mission accepted. The three of us will carry out this mission. And there is a mission operator to avoid conflicts or center the progress of each process. Her name is Angela. She will assist us in our mission. Angela, nice to meet you. I'll do my best to make this mission successful. Beto, first, there is a sea west of Flame Town. You have to check the location. The procedure is required because you need to lead mini demons to the location later. You must investigate the way to the sea before the next step. Alex, excuse me, does it mean that there are traps or something and stepping on one of them is the end of my life? Beto, probably not. This seems to be a kind of developer's internal planning. Maybe he has a reason he wants you to run through the area. While you are going through the first step, we will work on attaching external equipment to your Sky Racer. Since this process is required, you cannot use your Sky Racer for your preliminary investigation. Alex, I don't want to do that. Beto, we are going to attach this thing. This is actually used to hook up a case which contains extra equipment such as bombs. This is very useful though. And this is the case. An order made, extra large size. Alex, wow. Beto, your plane will fly with this container hooked under it. Once you're back, you are going to go to the sea again. But this time, you need to lead mini demons. make them angry by attacking and attract them to the destination. At the same time you start leading, Carla will fly to the sea and wait for you. We will place this container at the beach, move so that you can dump the demons into it. Alex, container, isn't it more like a room? Beto, room, okay then, there is a ladder at both sides of the room, use this for leading. Once all the mini demons are inside, press the switch at the left upper corner of the room. By doing this, the roof is closed and the demons can be packed. Then Carla hooks onto this and flies to the continent where the demons originally lived, releases the case and opens the roof. Objective complete. What do you think? The container is safely placed on the ground and remotely opened. Otherwise, Carla will be eaten by them. Haha. Angela will give commands to all of us. Any information or commands are sent to her. So she will be like a central server for the working clients, this time, us. Alex, I don't know anything about clients or servers, but it sounds fun. Let's do that tomorrow. Beto, how about the day after tomorrow? Carla, no, tomorrow. Alex, yeah? Tomorrow. Carla, wasn't that long? I'll write a save so that you don't get angry and accidentally close the game and lose your progress.
So, das war jetzt eine lange Story. Herzlich willkommen zum nächsten Teil von Bokkanan und Daibouken 3. Und ja, wie gesagt, lange Story. Carla hat uns erzählt, wer sie ist, wo sie herkam, was sie jetzt macht und warum sie uns jetzt hilft. Dann haben wir eine neue Mission. Und zwar werden wir jetzt die Mini-Dämonen, die wir vorher schon zu Gesicht bekamen, bekämpfen. Beziehungsweise werden wir sie befreien. Wollen wir sie befreien? Wir wollen ja nicht keine Lebewesen töten, wir wollen sie befreien. Denn diese diese Mini-Dämonen sind dafür zuständig, um der ganzen Peace Society die Energie zu geben für ihre Maschinen da und für ihren Anführer Sigward. Sigward heißt also der gute junge Mann hier, den wir schon mal getroffen haben. Ja, das werden wir also jetzt dann gleich machen. Vorher gehen wir aber erstmal in die Shops hinein.
Stage 9, Stage 8, the hook to reach the skies.
So, was hatten wir da schon einen Shop?
Select Electron again.
Electron again, ja, was haben die denn? Zeig mal.
Sorry, Alex, we haven't been able to develop many weapons at this moment.
Not but toll.
Please, you currently have 992 coins.
Ja, ihr hört schon, 992 Coins haben wir jetzt. Ich habe ein wenig gesammelt. Verzeihung. Und das heißt, wir haben jetzt ein bisschen Kohle, um uns wenigstens eine gescheite Waffe leisten zu können, wenn es denn hier eine gibt.
What would you like to buy? Silver Cutter 280 coins.
Silver Cutter?
Super Wide Hammer 150 coins.
Naja.
Battle Spear 200 coins.
Battle Spear?
Back.
Ha. Der Battle Spear, ob der so gut ist? Na, wir haben noch einen anderen Shop. Wir schauen erstmal da
Take
weiter.
Care.
Ja, ja. Darf ich? Weiter?
Take care. Select a stage.
Danke.
Tutorial.
Okay, dann haben wir noch
Stage 9. The
stage
battle 9. For select Carla.
Carla, was hast du denn für mich? Na? Darf
Hi.
Ich? Hi. Yeah.
Wouldn't you expect me to be here to help you out? Apparently, I was not to appear in this game. You know, he was not going to create me. I hate him.
Oh,
I'm selling guns and cartridges here.
Aha, guns and cartridges, okay.
You currently have 992 coins.
Okay.
What would you like to buy? Pistol 80 coins.
Pistole.
Milligrams 1 and 130 coins.
Ach so, MG 1 Milligrams. Schöne Sprachausgabe, prima. MG 101.
9mm ammo 100 bullets 70 coins.
Okay.
Power Shield 70 coins.
Power Shield?
Back.
Wollen wir?
9mm ammo, milligrams 1 and 130 coins.
Ich glaube, wir nehmen die.
A machine gun with 20 ammo capacity in one round. but the damage is low because this is an initial model. As you may already know, the damage of bullets is not affected by the opponent's defense, so it may be very useful against enemies with high defense or waves of lower leveled enemies.
Okay, das heißt also, im Prinzip ist diese Waffe eigentlich nicht so besonders. Was machen wir denn da? Naja, eigentlich... Nee, eigentlich nicht. Was könnte man denn... Naja, wir können sie ja mal holen.
Buy this weapon. Cancel. Buy. You currently have 862 coins.
Ja, okay, jetzt haben wir noch... Hoffentlich sind das auch die Patronen, die die hier verkauft.
You currently have 800. Ja, 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 what would you like to... Milligrams 1 and 109 millimeters ammo 100 bullets 70 coins. Power shield 79 millimeters. How many? 1.
Okay, wie viel wollen wir denn holen?
17.
17.
15. You currently have minus 188 coins.
Was? Okay.
What would you like to buy? Pistol 80 coins.
Okay.
You will find this game more challenging in the next stage. Don't die too much. The total number of deaths is logged. Ha 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 ha. Select a stage. Schön. Tutorial.
Okay. Also wir haben jetzt einen Bumerang, wir haben das Schwert, wir haben die Pistole, die Gun. Na, wir werden sie mal ausprobieren. Jetzt wollte ich noch schnell zum Ninja.
Stage 7, come. Select Ninja.
Ninja.
Oh, long time no see.
Yes.
Do you remember me?
Yes.
Oh, the stage we met was stage 7. Ja, 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 ja. These are my handmade. You currently have minus 188 coins.
Wieso?
What would you like to buy? Boomerang 60 coins. Speed drink 10 coins. Not enough coins.
Ja, not enough coins. Prima. 100 minus. Was soll denn der Scheiß jetzt?
You currently have minus 188
Verdammt.
Coins. What would you like back?
Na gut.
I hope your journey goes well.
I'll continue training here.
Select a stage. Stage 10, unending battle.